I'm sick and tired. Tired of being sick and sick of being tired.
Taxi be here 15 minutes.
You packed the vitamins I bought?
Yes, Mum.
You won't forget what I said about fruit and vegetables?
No, Mum.
You've read the leaflet I picked up from the doctor?
Yes, Mum.
You know which leaflet I'm talking about?
I know which leaflet you're talking about.
Are you getting enough roughage? You can't be too regular.
I'm very regular. Jesus. Every time. She's not the only one who's sick and tired.
He'll be 21 next birthday. Almost a man. Moving on. Very soon he won't need me anymore, if he ever did.
I haven't needed her since I was 6 years old.
Are you taking Chris to the shops with you?
It's Saturday morning. I'm playing with my Meccano crane. Mum's in bed, in the next room. She's been in bed since forever. Don't know what's wrong with her, but she's not right. She's never been right. Got a weird mum. I know that. It's about the only thing I do know. Dad's saying no. He isn't taking me to the
shops. Take him to the shops with you.
Dad gets mad. I don't know why he gets mad. Why do you want me to take Chris to the shops
with you? Just take him.
Why do you want me to take Chris to the shops? Tell me, woman, why do you want me to take...
So I can smother myself.
Dad comes into my bedroom. I'm still playing with my crane. I'm going to the shops. You stay here and look after your mother. And I'm left there thinking, smother herself? How's she going to do that? All by herself? I'm not even sure that's possible. But that, when I first knew, that Saturday morning. From then on, I know it's going to happen. One day, I just don't know when. You stay here and look after your mother. Stuff that. I'm 6 years old. I haven't realised it yet. And I won't realise it for years to come. But the decision has already been made. The only person I'm going to be looking after is me.
You're a selfish, selfish, selfish little boy. What are you?
I'm a selfish, selfish, selfish little boy. What are you staring at me like that for?
I thought we might have a gin and lemon.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon.
So, you're a student?
July the 25th, 1975, Friday. I'm 20 years old. I'm in between my second and third year at university.
Shot by, hasn't it, this last week?
It's actually felt like 100 years. Summer vacation lasts 3 months, and I've been down here for my obligatory week. Doing my duty. But a great time, thanks, Mum.
Oh, I do wish you'd smarten yourself up a bit. You could be a handsome boy if you tried.
Once. Long time ago now, Dad, in spite of all the money worries, paid for her to see a Harley Street psychiatrist. Well, if all the money had bought him a nice house, a nice car, he used to say it wouldn't buy him a well wife. Worth a shot. So... Mrs. Reason, in your own words, what seems to be the problem?
I hate this world. It's cruelty, it's indifference, the wars, the famines, the injustice. I just want to hide, pull the covers over my head and disappear.
Mrs. Reason, I believe you to be suffering from a condition known to psychiatrists as anxiety neurosis. I'm going to write you a prescription for some pills. They'll help you calm down. 10 guineas an hour to be told she worries too much. Well, I could have told him that.
This doesn't seem to be working. My hands won't stop shaking. I feel worse than ever.
Side effects are to be expected. Sometimes it's difficult to establish the correct balance of medications. Try these. Or these. Or these. Or these. Or these.
I think I'm going mad.
Which would have been a far more accurate diagnosis. Far more honest just to say, she's nuts. Not nuts in a nutty way, nuts for a reason, shitty childhood and all that, but still nuts. Nuts enough to be embarrassing. Nuts enough not to want to have your mates round. Nuts enough for me to have spent my entire life up to that point wondering when I'm saddled with a nutty mother.
I made them large ones, cheers.
Nuts in a Valium, phenobarbital, Largactyl sort of way. Nuts in a let's give a ECT sort of way. Nuts in a let's try this, you never know sort of way. But not in an alcohol sort of way. Not in a drinking in the middle of the afternoon sort of way, which is odd.
Let's get drunk. And a cigarette, let's both have one.
She chain smokes Rothman's king size. She wishes she didn't, which is why she hates it that I smoke too. So, we both pretend that I don't. So for her to be offering me one now is decidedly weird. Something is definitely going on.
Fact is, I've been wanting to have a talk with you all week.
See, the fags and the booze, it should have been a clue. But of course, didn't realise that at the time. Sometimes it's only when you fit the jigsaw together that things take on significance. I don't know it yet. I won't know it for another week. And even then, its full significance won't hit me. But this is the last conversation my mother and I will ever have.
There are two things I want to tell you. Secret things. Things I didn't want you to know. Last May, I'm talking about a year ago last May, when you were sitting your first year exams. I tried to kill myself. I took a bottle of sleeping pills. I took them to bed with me and swallowed the lot. But your father, for the first time in I don't know when, came home early and found me, called an ambulance. I'm glad he did. I felt silly, embarrassed, ashamed. I made him promise not to tell you. But it's felt wrong, you not knowing, not fair. That's why I'm telling you now.
Only, of course, this isn't news. I know. I've known since straight after it happened. My sister visits me in college and tells me, even though she's been made to swear blind, she won't. We actually have a laugh about it. So she's finally got round to having a go, has she, the silly cow? Well, that's how you cope when you've got a mad mother. Question is, although I know, do I tell her that I know?
Aren't you going to say something?
See, normally I play along, act shocked, pretend, listen to all the apologies and excuses, nod sympathetically, but today feels different. There's something in the air. I break the habit of a lifetime and tell the truth. I know.
What do you mean you know?
About the suicide attempt. Sally told me.
She promised.
I'm her brother, Mum.
But you were sitting your Mom. Exams. I didn't... What?
Mum, I didn't fail them. I did fine.
Well, I feel stupid now. I've been working myself up to telling you all week. Every day I've looked for a moment, and every day that moment hasn't come. And then when you said your taxi was due in 15 minutes, I said to myself, if I don't tell him now, I never will. And now you tell me you already know. It won't happen again, I promise. I give you my solemn word, Chris, it will never, ever happen again.
A week later, it happens again. Only this time, she succeeds. That's why this is the last conversation.
Aren't you going to say something? Aren't you going to react?
She wants me to ask why. So she can explain, so she can justify herself. Shitty childhood and all that, but I'm bored with that. So, I offer a reassurance instead. I'm not cross with you, Mum, if that's what you're worried about.
You're not?
Nah.
You forgive me?
I forgive you. Only, of course, I don't. Because I'm a selfish, selfish, selfish little boy who only cares about himself. What was the other thing?
Sorry?
Said you have two things to tell me about. Secret things.
Before I start, I want to say this. I love your father. I know it might appear that I don't, but I do. He's a good man. Man of principles, integrity. I respect him very much indeed.
But?
Before you were born, when your father and I were still out in Australia, you have to understand what it was like for us. England was poor and cold and miserable. It was still gripped by rationing. We'd arrived in this land of sunshine and laughter and fun. It was one long party from day one.